3rd, first conversation with Herbert Beyer, 184 Middle Road, Montecito, California.
There are really enough visual, as there is really enough visual material to dominate in space or in areas the text that it doesn't appear as a textbook.
It won't. You know, it won't.
That it is really a picture book, you know. Of course, the text has its importance, very important to have a good text there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a question of space.
It's a question of space, and it's a question
how
of...
much you want to write.
Exactly, exactly. I think the thing to realize, though, is the moment we're committed to having a total of over 315 photographs in the book, it's a very well illustrated book. This book had many less.
Yeah, but they are many very less. Large, and they're most of them are colored.
No. The we dealt here, well, there were 53 in color. And there were 217 illustrations in all, so there were only 150 black and white.
53 in color?
Yeah, that's all.
But they're all very large. Huh?
We can make these large.
Well, now, I also would like sufficient white space so that it doesn't look cramped.
Absolutely. Look, it will be a beautifully designed book, and you'll see it. I mean, my commitment is that the book should be physically beautiful and that the text and illustration should be the best that it can be. But I think the important thing is that the discussion of, for the first time in a book on your work, the discussion of the painting imagery will dominate the book. In other words, that
emphasis is on
absolutely
painting.
The emphasis is on. I hate using the word, and we'll talk about it. But the emphasis will be on fine art.
On art. Yeah.
And the thing that I'm excited by is, in going through now, I estimate that I've looked at 3,000, probably close to 3,000 transparencies. I've said I am absolutely stunned at the very high quality of the work throughout. I mean, most of the series nobody knows.
No, many of them are not known.
I mean, nobody knows the anthology series, which is now.
That has only been shown one in New York, and that. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, some people. But they were in an exhibition. That's it, you know.
Yeah.
And this is limited. How many people see?
But you know, it's interesting. I think of the anthology series as a kind of summing up.
Yeah,
would you agree?
Yeah, it is. Summing up of what has gone beforehand.
Exactly.
And to pull it together.
And the thing that's interesting is you did a painting in 1973, which was 2 years really before you began the anthology series, called Popoli Géométrique, which I want to reproduce in color, because it's as though you laid out on a blank wall all of the elements with which you've worked all your life and said to yourself, well, now I'm going to try and organize them into a whole series of paintings that summarize the whole body of my work. But the thing that I'm fascinated by is the permutations are incredible. And the wit comes back with a kind of force that was really totally present only in very young paintings. I mean, they're very witty. I don't mean funny. I mean really wit in the highest sense, as intelligent